Hello again, you're with the News at One. The High Court in Belfast has been considering a legal challenge to the independence of the new body set up to reinvestigate murders during the Troubles. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley was in court. Conor, this appeal was taken by a number of bereaved families. You now have an outcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Rachel. Well, essentially what happened was that earlier this year, a lower court here in Belfast ruled that the new Legacy Commission, in theory, was sufficiently independent of government and had the powers to carry out investigations that complied with international law. Now, some families weren't very happy with that. They have no time for the new commission, which is the only body currently able to investigate Troubles cases in the future. They appealed, and today the Court of Appeal in Belfast ruled, and it's a bit of a curate's egg. They upheld the judgment of the lower court that the commission was sufficiently independent, but they said that there was a big red flag around the power that currently rests with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland to withhold sensitive information in the reviews, in some of the reviews carried out by the commission, and they ruled that that power was in breach of the European Court of Human Rights. They also raised an issue about the inability of families' legal teams to properly participate in this new legal process that will replace all of these kinds of court cases into the future that will be provided via the commission. So the appeal was upheld in part. That's effectively what happened. But when you take a step back and you look at it in the round, it does appear to create very major problems for this new commission.
I know this has just been breaking in the last short while, Conor, but has there been any reaction?
Yeah, some of the families were in court. They've been out here on the steps of the court in the last 5 or 10 minutes just giving their reaction. It is a very lengthy and complex legal argument. They've had very little time to consider it in full. But effectively, their first take on it really is that they're looking at it as a victory. They say that the core parts of the new commission's powers are now defunct. They want the Northern Secretary, Hilary Benn, to do what he said he would do, which is repeal this controversial legacy legislation in full, rather than, as they say, try to cherry-pick bits like this new commission out of it. One of the people we heard from today was Martina Dillon, whose husband Seamus was shot dead by loyalists in 1997. She was in the throes of her husband's inquest when it was guillotined by the new legislation. And part of the issue in respect of her husband's case was this issue about disclosure, that disclosure issue, because there was sensitive information relating to the possible involvement in state agents. So I think she particularly feels vindicated today. She came out of court. She was very happy with the outcome, but she was also very emotional.
Thank you very much for that, Conor.